feel like I grew up in folk music with that song. You? Like for years. That's right. Next up. What? Are you actually sitting down playing that bass like a... Damn. No. Look what you started, Lindsay. Next, are you playing with him? Oh, but... It's Terry? Yeah, you look better than Eliza. Talk about change. Eliza Gilkison has become the inimitable Terry Kitchen, ladies and gentlemen.
Eliza says hi. This is my friend Dee Dee's gonna sing.
Yay, Dee Dee.
Well, I went to college out in California in the late 70s and early 80s, and I was organizing with a group called Alliance for Survival, which was a peace group, and we did a lot of rallies on campus, and I spoke a lot on campus. And there was a guy out there named Barry, who I went to college with, who was a couple years behind me, and he heard me speak, and he started working with a group called the Coalition Against Apartheid. And the more he got into his African heritage, he decided to start going by his given name, which was Barack. And if you're wondering where he got his mellifluous, persuasive speaking style, you know, it just may have been from hearing me talk on campus. And one thing that I used to say, which is my all-time favorite quote from Gandhi, which is that the goal of any conflict should not be to win a victory over your opponent, but to win your opponent over. And I'd like to think that that's something that Barack and I share in our approach.